And every Friday, we do like to take a look back at what's happened in, around, and about the conflict in Iraq. From politics on Capitol Hill to military news on the ground, it's the Week in Iraq. This week, we turn to our own newscaster and former NPR foreign correspondent, Rachel Martin. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, guys.
The big Iraq-related story here at home this week, is the continuing fallout from the September shooting that involved the private security contractors from Blackwater, USA. And depending on which report you read, anywhere from 8 to 20 Iraqis were killed in the incident. This week, Congress stepped in. If you remember, there was a lot of activity on Capitol Hill this week. Testimony from Eric Prince. He's the founder, chief executive of Blackwater.
When our men fear for their life, they have to use sufficient defensive fire to get off the X, to get off that place where the bad guys have tried to kill Americans that day.
So that was Eric Prince. Rachel, what exactly is happening with Blackwater?
Well, you just heard Eric Prince. He was on the Hill this week giving testimony to Congress. He was defending allegations by Congress and others who've said, listen, your organization is acting beyond its boundaries in Iraq. And they're labeling it as this kind of mercenary army with, that has no regard for civilian activities and civilian life. And Prince was on the Hill to defend that. And he said, that's not true. The work we do in Iraq is important and it's dangerous. And we do what we have to do to get the job done. But Congress disagrees, and they think more limits need to be placed on groups like Blackwater. And so yesterday, the House passed a bill that would subject private contractors like those working for Blackwater to U.S. courts and make them accountable in the U.S. court system. And that is new. That has not been the case thus far. Up until now, these groups have been operating in Iraq. No one's quite sure who they've been accountable to. They're not subject to Iraqi law, and they haven't been subjected to U.S. law. So the Senate's going to take this up as well, and they say they'll hope to get it to the president's desk. We'll see.
Any reaction from the president or the Pentagon?
Well, they don't think it's a good idea. They say these groups are operating in Iraq, and it's best in a military capacity, and it's best to keep them subject to military law. The thing is, they're actually not. They're working for the State Department. They're not guarding U.S. troops. They're working for the U.S. Department of State. And so they're not being held to military standards or military law.
Okay, Rich, what about news this week about this new coalition of Iraqi insurgent groups that are offering to allow the U.S. to save face?
Yeah, it's hard to say what kind of legitimacy these groups have. 22 groups have formed this new coalition. They say they claim to be members of Saddam Hussein's former Ba'athist regime, and they form this new alliance, and they've laid down this series of conditions for talks with the U.S., but they're demanding unconditional withdrawal of foreign forces. And again, people I've spoken with in Baghdad say it's really hard to confirm who these groups are. What's significant about it is that it illustrates a growing splintering in the insurgent movement. And the fact that they're willing to sit down with the U.S. indicates they might want something akin to what's happening in Anbar province, where other Sunni groups have said, listen, al-Qaeda is not treating us so well. They're issuing or they're conducting violence on our own people, and so the Americans can protect us from that. They might want some kind of relationship like that. But again, these relationships, they're like shifting sands in Iraq. Your enemy one day is your friend the next. And so this is something that the U.S. military is definitely looking at with caution.
And in terms of violence on the ground, a foreign ambassador was injured in a bomb explosion in Iraq this week. Who was it and what's the significance?
Yeah, this was the Polish ambassador to Iraq who was caught in an ambush with bombs and gunfire and injured in a burning vehicle. This is significant because, first of all, there are Poles in Iraq, which I'm not sure a whole lot of people realize. There are 900 Polish soldiers in Iraq, and Poland is a staunch ally of the U.S.
They're part of the Committee of the Willing.
The Coalition of the Willing. Exactly. What Poland has said that they're going to stick it out through at least 2007, but they haven't said if they're going to stick around later than that. So who knows what this could mean for the Poland and the larger coalition. There are about 34 countries in this coalition, but some of these have like one or two soldiers over there. And, it's interesting to note that Iceland, who knew? Iceland is in Iraq, and they had
one. We were just talking about that.
Oh, really?
They
have one guy who's been working in kind of a PR capacity who's pulling out in the next couple of weeks.
Bring our troop home.
Exactly. And two Slovak soldiers, which constitutes the entire Slovakian contingency. have pulled out of Iraq. So that's two of our friends who've said, no, we're out of here. But it's also, we should also say that there was some significant news this week. The British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, was in Baghdad, and he announced that he wants 1,000 British troops to pull out by the end of the year. This is a big deal. Britain is definitely the United States' primary ally in Iraq, and specifically in the south.
Rachel Martin, BPP newscaster and former NPR foreign correspondent. Thanks for putting this week's news from Iraq in perspective for us.
You're welcome.
And that is The Week in Iraq. The latest news from Iraq is always available online at npr.org.